are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. How we doing out there? All right. What a week. What a week. All right. So good. We're coming into the weekend. That's what we need. You know, some enjoyment, some relaxation. Well, a madam from the UK actually has her own idea of what should be fun and relaxing. Apparently, she is going to use her skills to run a brothel for the disabled. Now, this is going to happen in the UK, all right? Apparently, for 20 years, Becky Adams was one of Britain's top madams. She had run an illegal escort agency and, I guess, had catered to the sexual needs of thousands of men, from what I understand. She is 44 years old, and I guess, I don't think she has ever been arrested. I guess in 2009, she sold her business to one of the call girls, and in 2010, returned to her home in Buckinghamshire, to, I guess, write a memoir. The book won an award. I mean, so she's doing pretty well, from what I understand. She's a sexual activist. But she says, you can't stop a disabled person from having a normal life and having the same opportunities of an able-bodied person. It's discrimination, Ms. Adams told ABCNews.com. So she is a facilitator working on behalf of, I guess, the person to find a sex worker, and it's completely legal. Okay, this is what I understand in the UK. From what I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, two people deciding to have sex and exchange money for it is legal, but if there's a pimp or a madam involved, then it breaks the law. Does that make sense to you? So I guess, I don't know. I don't know. So I guess, okay, if you take somebody to dinner and then they have sex with you, that obviously is legal. If you go, you guys go home and have sex, somebody wants money for it, that's legal. But if there's a madam setting it up, it's illegal. I still don't understand how she could have never been in jail. Okay, anyway, so she's investing $100,000, from what I understand, into a fully staffed nonprofit facility for the disabled that will open in 2014. She says she envisages her unique brothel would serve those with both physical and intellectual disabilities, both men or women, gay or straight, autistic or not. And she said these are people who have literally spent their whole lives in institutions or who have never had physical contact with anyone other than a nurse or a doctor. She said they have never been held at night by another naked person, and a person who could not use their arms can't relieve themselves. Since they have no sexual release, they have all these sexual feelings. I mean, she's right about that. We do in the medical field. I just want to stop for a second here. We do in the medical field forget to ask about sex with many of our patients, our MS patients. I have very open conversations with my patients. Like one of my MS patients that unfortunately has deteriorated to the point where she has to be now wheelchair bound. She had a boyfriend, and I've talked to them. You know, are you able to, you know, cuddle? Are you able to do anything sexually? And, you know, we talk. I bring it up. I don't bring it up as often as I probably should. You know, when you're in medical school, I know some of you are like, no, you don't have to bring that up. In medical school, we're taught and we're trained to bring it up all the time. Get a sexual history. We always had to find out if somebody was straight or if they were gay, because at the time, in the 90s, if you had a patient who was gay, you were supposed to recommend HIV testing. Even though I kind of found that a little odd, and don't we have to offer it to everybody? And then we started to offer it to everybody, and then it got to the point where everybody was supposed to get a blood test for HIV. But you always had to ask about sexual history. You had to know. This was really interesting. When I was in rounds when I was a student, you would have to, or when you would do a type of classroom setting where you would have to present a case, you always had to say, this is a 29-year-old African-American female, this is a 35-year-old white female, this is a 49-year-old Hispanic male, and we always had to describe the ethnicity of the patient. And a black physician spoke up, and he was very well spoken, saying, why are you guys doing that? Why are you always saying 44-year-old black man? Why are you doing that? Why aren't you just saying 44-year-old male? All right? You know, it doesn't matter. You don't always have to bring up ethnicity. Now, some people agreed with him. Other people said, well, we got students here, and we need to remind students that if there's a Hispanic, to think about diabetes. If there's an African-American, to think about higher risk of stroke, heart disease, kidney disease. But I kind of agreed with the doctor in that I think about it with all my patients. I mean, just because the Caucasians may not get diabetes as often as Hispanics would or blacks would, you still have to think about it. And so I see his point. I see his point. I don't think he was trying to say it was racist at all. I think he was saying it's ridiculous that, you know, we're always having to delineate what the ethnicity is. Why aren't we just talking about the person as a person? Despite the ethnicity. But then I also have the argument that certain ethnicities may respond better to different treatments. And so I think it is very important when a student does relay the information to their superior doctor, you know, the ethnicity, because, like, example, and I bring this up all the time, an African-American female may lose potassium quicker on the diuretic, the hydrochlorothiazide, than a white woman would. So I would probably hesitate on using the hydrochlorothiazide and use another form of blood pressure medicine so we don't start depleting her potassium more rapidly. So, to me, the ethnicity is still important because I don't think everybody should be treated with the same pill. I think we all have different dynamics, different biologies, and we should fine-tune for what we need. Right? You fine-tune for people with renal issues. You fine-tune with people with liver issues. You fine-tune with children. You fine-tune with men, women. Speaking of fine-tuning, we're going to talk about how the FDA says we need to fine-tune our prescribing of Ambien to women because apparently the standard medication may be too high. And these people are having that sleepy fog and sleepwalking and that layover, even with the CR version, can be an issue. So we're going to talk about that. So anyway, I guess back to this madam who's going to have a brothel. Again, I still don't know how that's legal. That doesn't make sense to me. But, I'm sure the people that go there are going to be happy. All right. Don't go away. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy. It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook on the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the FDA wants to cut Ambien dosages to curb drowsy driving. The makers of Ambien and other sleeping medications must lower the recommended dosages for women, according to the FDA this week. Apparently, these pills when you take at night, for those of you that have ever taken Ambien, I never noticed it. When I was given Ambien after my second child was born, she said, maybe this will help you sleep with the migraines, because I was having horrible migraines. So I would never take a full pill. Ambien had just come out a few years prior. And so I took like a half or a fourth of a pill. It would knock me out. When I would wake up, I would be up. And Ambien did what it said it would do. But for some of us with different chemistries, we would be a little foggy, I guess. So I've never really felt that, but I've known many of my patients to report that they don't feel that alert the next day. The FDA has received 700 reports of quote-unquote impaired ability and or traffic accidents, which are believed to be the effects of Zolpidem, which is the active ingredient in these sleeping pills. Now, Zolpidem is now generic. The Ambien form Zolpidem is now generic. Now, what had happened when people were reporting sleep, you know, the medicine worked so quickly and it would wear off so quickly that people were waking up sometimes in the middle of the night, 2, 3 in the morning, but still half asleep or sleepwalking. So people would get into their cars, they'd go and they'd eat, et cetera. So Ambien had to come out with another formulation, which was a dual coated extended release where you would start to metabolize the first part, fall asleep, and then about 4 hours later, the second coat would start, after the first coat was off, the central core would then start being metabolized. So people would then stay asleep the whole night. And it worked. It worked effectively. You had a 6.25 milligram dose, 12.5, but they're saying still these medications could impair ability the next day. So what the FDA wants to recommend is that women, the recommended dosage for a woman, be brought down to 5 milligrams for Ambien and 6.25 for the Ambien CR. They want to decrease the potential risk of impairment with all insomnia drugs. Healthcare professionals should prescribe, and patients should take the lowest dose possible. So, it's interesting because most of my patients don't take the full 10. They crack it in half. Many people have realized that the Zolpidem works at the half dose, but because of cost, they ask me to write the 10 milligrams. So it's going to be very interesting if doctors are going to feel liable writing for the 10 milligrams. So we'll have to see where this goes. I remember the only prescription I ever received of Ambien was back in 2002 after my son was born. The doctor wrote 30 pills, and the insurance only gave us 14. If you write, let's say, all right, half pill, they'll only give you 14. Because, again, the insurance only wants to pay for as little as possible. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Now, do I think women need to take the full 10? I don't think most men need to take the full 10, to be honest. I mean, I've seen people just take little flakes of it, and it works. So I think the FDA is right. It's just, I know with the cost and, people are going to want the full 10. So it'll be kind of interesting to see what happens liability-wise. 1-877-TALK-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of court, they say male jurors are more likely to find women guilty of a crime if they're overweight. Is that crazy? All right, they say here, according to Yale University, men are also more likely to believe that a fat woman is a repeat offender who knows what she is doing, quote, unquote. That's crazy. They say participants were asked to assess potential guilt of hypothetical offenders of both genders who were skinny or overweight or obese. The study by Yale psychologists included 471 participants. The simulated jurors were described a case of check fraud, and they showed one of four images of an alleged defendant, either a skinny man, obese man, skinny woman, or obese woman. They were asked to rate the likelihood of guilt on a scale of 1 to 5. Men were significantly more likely to believe that the obese female defendant was guilty of check fraud. Now, isn't there a movie coming out with that woman from Bridesmaids? Isn't there a movie coming out where she takes somebody's identity? And she was the funny obese one in Bridesmaids. Great actress. And I guess she does identity fraud to, I think, Justin Bateman. I believe he's the other actor. Anyway, that's interesting because they're making a movie. They say they're also, to a greater extent, assume that she would be a repeat offender with awareness of the crime committed. See, this is very interesting. I remember when we were younger, right, we always associated obesity with Santa Claus and jolly. You know, many of my friends who were overweight were very happy and jolly and sweet, right? You know, and then you had a couple of the bullies. Right, you had a couple of them, but it was more the opposite. I guess now people just feel that somebody who would be more obese would be more of a bully. Crazy. But more so with woman over man. Ah, well, all right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is cool. They say there's a breath test that could possibly diagnose tuberculosis in minutes rather than weeks, according to Mail Online. Now, tuberculosis, which killed thousands upon thousands, known as consumption, is a very, very resistant disease that lands in the lungs, very highly contagious, and it can take a while to diagnose. We do AFB testing, we do sputum cultures, we do, you could take a TB test, and if the TB test says you were exposed, that doesn't necessarily mean you have it. And some people always show up positive for TB because they were vaccinated in the Philippines or in their country of birth. But it does take a while. I remember having patients in the hospital. We had to quarantine them if we thought they had tuberculosis because they were coughing heavily, sick, blood in their sputum. So we would quarantine them until the test finally came back positive. And it took so long for these tests to come up. Well, now they say scientists have managed to identify the fingerprints of different types of strains of bacteria by testing the breath of mice. They say a scaled-up version of the technique could reduce the time it takes to diagnose lung infections in humans from days and weeks to just minutes. They say traditional methods employed to diagnose bacterial infections in the lung usually require a sample. Then they have to grow the bacteria. They have to isolate it. Then they have to see which antibiotic it's resistant to. So it can take, I remember waiting close to a week back in the 90s. They say breath analysis now would reduce the time to diagnosis in just minutes. And it makes sense. The team looked at volatile organic compounds that were given off by two of the very common bugs that infect the lungs, Pseudomonas aeruginosa and Staph aureus. Mice infected with the bacteria had their breath sampled after 24 hours. The test was not only able to tell the species of bacteria apart, but also identify two different strains of one of the bugs. That's pretty damn cool. All right, so tuberculosis, I guess it's been, with immigration, we've started to see more. And tuberculosis, again, this is where you have to have multi-months of treatment and multi-medications to treat this. It's something that we would really like to be able to identify early on. So if they could come up with a breath test, I think that's amazing. Doesn't it just blow your mind what they could do now? I mean, the identification of possibly cancer from a stool test, this stuff is cool. This is really cool. We were talking about yesterday how with pap smears, they're able to pick up genes or genetic fragments from ovarian cancer and endometrial cancer that could come down the uterus as we do the pap smear. I've diagnosed ovarian cancer and endometrial cancer before from an abnormal pap smear. The abnormal pap smear looks at endocervical cells. We talked about this yesterday where the uterus is like a light bulb. Right, the white part is the uterus, and then the cervix is the silver part of a light bulb, and the cervix is what we pap when we look for cervical cancer. The silver cervix part, it's not silver, it's pink, but on a light bulb analogy, the silver part is what dilates when you're giving birth. So with the pap smear, we pick up the endocervical cells, but every now and then an endometrial cell will fall through. Or another type of cell that would fall through, and the pathologist goes, we're having some other endometrial type cells. Well, immediately I run an ultrasound, we'll either biopsy the endometrium, have the gynecologist take a look, and we've picked up some ovarian cancer and some endometrial cancer just from the pap smear. Which is why I am a huge fan of pap smears, whether you have sex or not, because again, we still have to watch the endometrium and we still have to watch the ovaries. Having a friend die of endometrial cancer because she didn't go in for her PAPs is scary. And the fact that now the recommendation is to put off PAPs till every few years makes me uncomfortable. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food.
Now the Freeze Dry Guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm excited. I just heard Seth MacFarlane is going to be the host of the Oscars. Oh, my gosh, that's going to be cool. I'm a huge fan of Seth MacFarlane. I mean, I knew he was doing The Family Guy. I thought he also did a lot of voices in The Simpsons. If I remember correctly, yeah. I think he's also has been a producer. And then I saw Ted. And oh my gosh, did I love Ted. That was hilarious. So good. If he hosts the Oscars, this should be, it's going to be a much more modern time. I mean, I've always been a fan of Billy Crystal. I think he's great. But again, it's kind of old school. You know, it's nice to, you know, this is kind of the new breed of comedians. It's going to be interesting. I'm excited about that. I think Emma Stone also is going to co-host. I'm not too sure. But that should be pretty good. I love Seth MacFarlane. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So now researchers are thinking about a fat transplant to combat obesity and prevent diabetes. Now, remember how we talked about there's two types of fat? You got the white fat and the brown fat. The brown fat many of us have as babies. It helps weight loss because it generates heat and it boosts metabolism and we burn, burn up our sugars and we burn up our white fat. White fat is the bad fat. So last year they were talking about, well, why don't we just inject brown fat into them? Well, here's another study thinking about that. All right, to actually inject brown fat into the body to help you burn more energy. If brown fat generates heat, if it boosts the metabolism, you could maybe lose weight. So let's see what's going on here. Scientists at the Joslin Diabetes Center in Boston have now taken this a step by actually transplanting brown fat to see if it could combat obesity. They found that brown fat transplants not only significantly decreased body weight, but also improved insulin sensitivity and glucose metabolism, thus reducing diabetes. So that's pretty cool stuff. They also say that the brown fat that was transplanted did secrete hormones that was controlled by the body's metabolism. Now, they did this in mice, of course. The mice always get it, right? And they found that after 8 to 10, 12 weeks of transplantation, the mice fed a normal diet, showed improved glucose tolerance, increased insulin sensitivity, lower body weight, and decreased fat mass. Yet mice given a fake transplant of glass or beads, are you kidding me? Glass did not show any improvement. You think? The mice fed a high-fat diet also showed improved glucose metabolism, decreased weight, and reversal of insulin resistance because of the brown fat. This is some cool stuff. This is very, very cool stuff. Now, other studies out. There was a journal. It's in the journal Cell. Researchers at Columbia University Medical School managed to change white fat into brown with the use of a class of drugs called the thiazolidinediones, the TZDs we call them, okay? Thiazolidinediones, whatever. And we use the TZDs to lower blood sugar with type 2 diabetes. And they were able to, I mean, this is kind of tough to do, but they were able to convert the white fat into brown. So this is kind of cool stuff. All right, now, we have some tips here from Michael Simmons, who is a professor of developmental psychology at the University of Nottingham. Okay, and he said that there are ways to burn calories, like add chili peppers to food. The capsaicin has been shown to trigger brown fat into action. He also says, this is according to him, turn down the heating and put on a jumper if you feel cold, because we need to feel the cold to burn calories, which is interesting. I always tell you guys to finish the sweat, you know, because when you sweat, you burn up energy and calories as well. He says avoid the gym. He says take a walk, go for a cycle, or just skip outdoors on a cold day. If you are really brave, an outdoor swim is guaranteed to get brown fat working. He says consume dairy products like yogurt, milk, and cheese because it's important in activating brown fat. Stay clear, of course, high-fat foods that we've always known. He says drink cold water, ice-cold juice. Cold drinks help keep the body's core temperature lower during exercise, and the effects may trigger brown fat into action. See, that's very interesting because I was always taught if you heat up, the sweat will burn more. And so if you're trying to cool down your core, you don't seem to burn ATP as much. So that's kind of interesting. He's saying stay cold. I've said to stay warm. Interesting stuff. I tell you, honestly, you know, with them coming up with that stomach pump the other day where it just takes food out of the stomach to lose weight. I mean, the good news is these researchers aren't going to stop. You know, because obesity is so common and so rampant, these guys, they're not going to stop researching it and coming up with ideas. It just, I'd hate to think of the poor schmo that has to get that done. Man. I mean, get the lap band then, but to actually have stomach contents pumped and an open port, I get so nervous about there being anything open in your stomach. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say middle-aged women are happier with their sex lives than men, even though 60% of their partners are struggling to get aroused. So that's very interesting because usually, I don't want to say usually, but a huge amount of women seem to have sexual dysfunction, all right, when they're middle-aged. Many of them are saying that the men may actually have a problem with desire, and many have testosterone deficiency, all right? And it's very interesting. In this study, they say men say they're less satisfied as time goes on. I mean, well, I got to admit, I mean, I'm nothing like I was, you know, 20 years ago. So, of course, you know, my husband, I doubt, is going to be as happy with me as he was when we first got married. So I get that. I wouldn't be surprised if he just, you know, decides to say no to women forever after being married to me. The survey of 1,000 heterosexual couples found that while nearly three-quarters of married or cohabitating women between ages 50 and 79 say they were satisfied with their sex lives, only half of the men of the same age agreed. This blows my mind because usually the women are the ones, but then again, stop for a second. They're talking about satisfied. All right, this is very interesting. A lot of women that I see for sexual dysfunction, they actually are in there not because they really want to have sex. They're fine. They feel great. They think the marriage is good, but they're worried that their husband's going to go cheat or that their husband's unhappy. So they want to get back into the mood to have sex so they could do that. But many women say, if my husband didn't care, I'd be fine. I feel great. I'm happy. I'm fine. And we know it's not really fine because you don't want, you know, the other half of your marriage, you know, being denied something that they want. But this is kind of looking at it at a different angle. They were saying that men appear to be more dissatisfied with their sex lives compared to women, 16% versus 10. They say in those over 70 years old, this rises to a quarter of men being very dissatisfied and drops to 7% of women feeling the same way. They say women were generally satisfied with their sex lives if they felt as if they were getting as, okay. You know, one thing I want to bring up, this is where people always ask me about sexual peak. Remember I talked about this, all right? People always think that the sexual peak is 18 for men and the sexual peak is 30 for women. People were always confused by that, all right? Let me set the record straight. The bisexual peak, what they need to emphasize is a woman by the time she's middle-aged. And remember, 30 back then was middle-aged. Now we look at middle-aged women, 40, 50, etc. But back then, sexual peak was women were satisfied with their sex lives. So this is true. A lot of women, they know by the time they're 30, they know what they need to have done to themselves to enjoy sex. When they're younger, their sex drive is higher, though. Women's sex drive peaks just like males in their teens, young adolescent, 18, 19, 20. So women have the highest sex drive then, just like men. But the peak was considered, that term was used because when a woman was middle-aged, she knew exactly what she needed, what she wanted, and felt satisfied because most young women, after the 2.5-minute episode, didn't really feel satisfied. And so that's where that came from, okay? Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H.com.
or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
As the economy continues to falter, one thing continues to grow. Crime, burglaries, theft, and home invasions are the fastest growing professions. Confrontation is never the goal. Prevention by keeping them out is. MySafeDoor.com can help you take away their access by properly securing your doors and windows. Protect your family today. Visit MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com. Or call 888-960-2946. That's 888-960-2946.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some of you have asked what I thought about Pastor Louis Giglio. And what's been going on there? This is one of these topics where, wow, it blows my mind that something like this is now raising so much controversy. Okay, as far as I'm concerned, I guess from what I understand, the pastor was supposed to be, I guess he's Georgia's Passion City Church, and he was supposed to participate in Obama's inaugural. And I guess at the inauguration ceremony, there's supposed to be an invocation. I mean, I always kind of found that interesting. I found that nice that there would be some sort of invocation. I mean, I'm religious, and so I think it's nice. But I always kind of found it interesting that they would have that as a mandated part of a ceremony. Because, you know, we usually kind of separate religion and state, and what if somebody doesn't agree, you know, with the beliefs of the pastor? I mean, is it just, and I figured, well, I guess it doesn't matter whether it's a rabbi up there, whether it's a priest or pastor, it doesn't matter if you agree with them or not. It's just nice that they're saying a prayer. So I guess that's what I always thought the whole pastor presence at an inauguration was. That's what I always thought. And I guess the big controversy that has been happening is that Pastor Giglio had to withdraw his participation because I think 20-some years ago, there was a sermon in which he was discussing as homosexuality being a sin in the eyes of God. And I guess what he had said, according to a report, is the only way out of a homosexual lifestyle, the only way out of a relationship that has been ingrained over years of time, is through the healing power of Jesus. Okay, so this is something he preached on during a sermon. This was back in the mid-90s, so we're talking close to 20 years ago. And, you know, when I heard this and I heard he had to withdraw, now, okay, keep in mind, all right, I have gay people in the family. We have very close gay friends. I have tons of gay patients. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, they have just as much rights as everyone else, okay, because I understand that being gay isn't what some people think. Well, it's a choice and you're purposely trying to do bad. These are people born this way. And, I mean, they're very loving. And two of my friends are raising a child. And I know I'm a conservative, but I mean, honestly, my friends and family and patients are good people, and I stand by that. But understanding religion and understanding conservative Judaism, conservative Christian, Catholicism, etc., the Bible does discuss homosexuality being a sin. It does. There's a lot of sins in the Bible. You're not supposed to have sex when you have an issue. They talk about in the Old Testament, so we're not supposed to have sex when we have our period. You know, there's a lot of things that were considered a sin. All right. And if a priest or a rabbi is doing their job and their job is to discuss what's in the Bible, then, they're going to be taking passages out and they're going to be discussing the passages. I mean, that's their job. But now we live in a society where if he was, I guess, doing what he felt was his job, okay, reading from the Bible or interpreting the Bible, and if 20 years later, that's going to prevent him from being involved in a political ceremony, it just goes to show you that we really don't have freedom of speech. All right, if you have any desire to be in any of the public eye, you are not allowed to have a history, albeit decades ago, of discussing something that may be against the common grain of thinking. And I think that's creepy. I just do. I mean, how many Catholic priests or religious rabbis or conservatives, evangelical Christians, etc., Mormons, etc., how many people during church were going through passages of the Bible? I mean, in Judaism, you read through the whole Torah. All right, there's a Torah portion every day and every week. And so you read through the portion, whether the portion's talking about the golden calf, whether the portion's talking about Moses, whether it's Deuteronomy, and you go through every passage. And if the Bible says something is a sin, it's brought up, the Bible is a sin. Or something's a sin. If you're not supposed to, like I say, boil a kid in its mother's milk, like it says in the Bible. You're not supposed to work your animals on the Sabbath. That's going to be brought up. And then, of course, these people, they do their jobs. And their jobs are to take the piece of the Bible at the time, that on that day, and supposed to make a sermon about it. Now, I've had patients that have come up to me, that have begged, they're very religious. I see a lot of religious people. And one again, was a very good friend of mine saying, Dahlia, I'm gay. And I knew he was gay. He's like, change me. I read the Bible. It's a sin. And if it's a sin, I don't understand why God made me this way. And what do I have to do to change so, I didn't sin? Well, I immediately told him to talk to his conservative rabbi and say, look, if God made you this way and you are such a good person, okay, I doubt you're going to hell. All right? I mean, this is who you are. How do you force yourself? Is it a sin to force yourself to try to love somebody you don't love and then have a child with the person and always be fighting and have that child raised in a home where there's no love? Where do we take sin? And, you know, I told him, I go, you know, rather than trying to change yourself, because there are no medications to change a person from gay to straight. There is no cognitive therapy. All right? People may claim it, but, you know, we've seen time and time again biologically. Logically, people who want to love women or people who want to love men, whether they're straight or whether they're gay, it's a power that's already innately in them. When I was born, I've always liked boys. Nobody's going to medicate me to change me to like women. It can't happen. Same thing if somebody was homosexual. So when I've had gay people ask me to change because they're religious and they don't know what to do, I tell them to have a heart-to-heart talk with their pastor. You know, and believe it or not, most of these pastors, you know, explain to them how God will still love them. And, you know, what was said in the Bible doesn't necessarily mean they have to, you know, either change their lives, et cetera. But I guess what blows my mind is you have a reverend who was doing his job. And that's their job. But because of his job, let's say I am a doctor, but I never learned how to perform an abortion. So I don't do abortions. Will that be held against me that I don't perform abortions? I can't. I was never trained, and I never had a desire to learn that. I had a desire to learn how to deliver babies, and I did that track. My job, I'm doing my job, but my job is not to deliver an abortion. Will somebody use that against me later? I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at our ability to, you know, I guess do our jobs and do how, but if it just doesn't seem to fit with mainstream, we are looked upon very, this guy is being crucified on air. All right. Now, whether we agree with his homosexual views or not, like I said, I have homosexuals in the family, friends of mine, etc. So my views on homosexuality does not really seem to go with the conservative grind. But I also understand as a doctor that these people, they don't have a choice. And the ones that are in love with who they are, to me, I just see love. I see a very, very healthy relationship with my patients, and I'm not gonna mess with that. But I do feel that any clergy has a right to read the Bible. And, you know, I mean, if something says something in the Bible, like, I mean, the Hippocratic Oath, if there's something in the Hippocratic Oath, okay, I mean, I can't change that. I guess Piers Morgan was discussing how the Bible needs to be changed, and people thought that was preposterous. I mean, how do you change the Bible? And do we change the Bible to fit with modern times? You know, what has happened is the 1 in 8 people who are gay, who have always been, now are finding public acceptance so they don't have to hide anymore, which, again, has been a very unhealthy action. But I just think Giglio is just being crucified unfairly. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the
little white church. Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses
bacteria and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com. Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.